The Duke, by this time perfectly awake, was staggered at the impossibility of receiving intelligence from Madrid in so short a space of time, and, perplexed at the absurdity of a king's messenger applying for his son-in-law to succeed the king of Spain, "Is the man drunk or mad? Where are your dispatches?" exclaimed his grace, hastily drawing back his curtain, where, instead of a royal courier, he recognized at the bedside the fat, good-humored countenance of his friend from Cornwall, making low bows with hat in hand, and hoping my lord would not forget the gracious promise he was so good as to make in favor of his son-in-law at the last election. Vexed at so untimely a disturbance, and disappointed of news from Spain, the Duke frowned for a moment. But chagrin soon gave way to mirth at so singular and ridiculous a combination of circumstances, and, yielding to the impulse, he sunk upon the bed in a violent fit of laughter, which was communicated in a moment to the attendants. The relator of this little narrative concludes with observing, "Although the Duke of Newcastle could not place the relative of his old acquaintance on the throne of his Catholic Majesty, he advanced him to a post not less honorable. He made him an exciseman."